This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Thank you for joining me on this edition of the Kona Edge. We talk some running today as we head back to Australia with Crystal Hockley to find out about some of the things that she's done to improve her Ironman run. And thank you once again as well to everyone who has left us an iTunes review. It is hugely appreciated. If you haven't done one yet, it only takes a couple of seconds and it helps us out big time. And if you leave us one, I'll give you a shout out on an upcoming episode of the podcast. So make sure you do go check that out. Let's get straight into my chat now. Enough of me yakking with Crystal to find out what she's done to improve Ironman run. Let's chat some running now as we head back to Australia to catch up with Crystal Hockley. Crystal, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me again, Brad.
Crystal, whether you like it or not, if you are going to be a competitive age grouper, you have to be able to run well. Do you run as well as you'd like, or is it something you're always working on getting better at?
Definitely something I'm always working on getting better at. It's starting to come along, but I definitely wouldn't consider myself a runner.
Why is that?
Oh, I think I guess when I first started triathlon, I always used to. I suppose because my bike was quite strong, I'd get off the bike and I'd always lose a couple of places to the girls that were stronger on the run. So for me, I've always, thought, no, I'm not a runner.
Over time though, it has definitely improved. What are some of the things that you've done that you think has really moved the needle on your run performance?
For me, I think frequency with running. So I've done a couple of training blocks where I've done just lots of long or even short slow runs, and that definitely made a big difference for me. Just also managing my body so that I don't get injuries, so that I can put together consistent run training blocks has made a big difference. So not having to take any time away from injury has definitely helped.
Are you fairly injury prone as far as the run is concerned?
No, to be honest, I've only ever had a couple of niggles here and there, so I've never had any injuries at all that I've had to have that have even stopped me from running. I've always gotten onto anything, which has only been a couple of small things here and there pretty quickly. But, I've seen my husband manage a number of injuries over the years of training, and I guess I've just been grateful that I haven't had to deal with that. And I've seen pretty big gains from being able to train consistently.
Yeah, that is probably one of the biggest things is having that sort of consistency over time, and injury prevention is a big one. And you mentioned something there that I think a lot of particularly athletes who come from a running background fall prey to is where you do feel a niggle, not sorting it out straight away, where you almost feel like, oh, I've got a bit of a sore knee, so I'm going to take it out for a run to see if it feels any better. And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't feel better after you've run on it again. It's really just if there's something that's not right, the sooner you can sort it out, the better.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I think that's the biggest mistake people make is, if they have got a niggle, they just keep going and then it gets worse and worse. So, definitely important to get straight onto those things.
Absolutely. Workout-wise, what do you absolutely love doing?
Run workouts. My favorites would be, I love 90-minute to 2-hour long slow runs. And then also, I guess, opposite end of the scale, I love anything on the track. So, but more like, say, 1K repeats and things like that. I love doing that. They're my favorites.
It sounds like the harder the better.
Yeah, definitely.
I ask a lot of the age groupers, do you need to have a bit of a masochistic streak in you in order to be a world-class age grouper? Do you need to be able to push yourself so hard that you wonder if you're going to actually make it through this session?
Yeah, definitely. I think you need to be pushing your limits and testing yourself. Otherwise, you're not gonna know how far you can go. So, I 100% agree with that.
Talk to me about the second half of an Ironman marathon. What's the secret to surviving that?
Mental strength, I definitely think. Being able to push yourself when, you know, your body says no, but your mind is still strong enough to get your body to the finish line. I specifically remember the last 20Ks of my run in Kona came down to mental strength. My body just did not want to cooperate, but just being strong enough to just keep telling your body you just got to keep going. So definitely mental strength.
Crystal, is that something you can train, or is it something you have to have innately?
For me, I mean, I do a bit of work on my mental strength here and there if I feel like I need it. I use an app called Headspace and do mental training, especially in taper week when you feel like, you know, you haven't got much else going on in regards to training and you need something else to focus on. So I think it's definitely trainable.
Have you seen, I mean, is that something you've always done, or is it something that you've introduced since starting?
Something I probably introduced. I started doing it maybe, I think I really started focusing on it was before my Ironman Western Australia in 2016. And, yeah, I noticed a big difference just from doing a few different techniques. But I think it also develops over time. You can't always use the same strategies. So, it's something that you do need to continually work on, but it's not something I've always done.
Okay. And the reason I ask is a lot of people and a lot of athletes sort of discount the power of doing something like that. They think it's a bit woo-woo and it's out there and it's not going to help, but it does make a big difference.
Yeah, definitely. I highly recommend it. I think it's almost as important as the general training, to be honest.
Well, brilliant. Strength and conditioning, is it something that you focus on as well? Do you do much of that?
I don't do a great deal at the moment, but I have over the years had a few different blocks here and there where I have focused on strength and conditioning. But at the moment, no, mainly just using different sessions within my general training to do and achieve what I need to.
Fab. Well, Crystal, I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition next time out here on the Konids. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.